I've ruled out uni because I want to live at home.
I've ruled out uni because I want to earn money.
I've ruled out uni because of my grades.
Study with the Open University and there's no need to rule out anything. With our respected degrees, you can learn from home and work alongside study. We're open to all. Plus, you'll have the support of expert tutors. So rethink your future with the degree you didn't think was possible. The Open University. The future is open.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, August 15th. I'm Ariana Aspuru for the Wall Street Journal. Intel and the Trump administration are in talks about the U.S. government taking a financial stake in the chipmaker. According to people familiar with the matter, the deal is in early stages and could fall apart. Trump discussed the deal during a meeting Monday at the White House with Intel's CEO Lip Bu Tan. Talk of the deal comes as the administration has been looking for ways to increase American market share in semiconductor manufacturing. Intel has been described as the domestic company with the best chance of taking on Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which is the dominant player in chip fabrication. Plus, we are exclusively reporting that startup Cognition has secured nearly $500 million in a new financing round to advance its AI code generation business. A person familiar with the deal said that it brings the company's valuation to $9.8 billion, which is more than double the level earlier this year. Several people also said that Peter Thiel's Founders Fund is the lead investor in the round. Cognition declined to comment. And finally, the electric truck maker Rivian said the rollback of fuel economy rules in the U.S. is holding up $100 million of revenue related to regulatory credit contracts. After the Trump administration removed penalties for violating the nation's fuel economy rules, the nation's top automotive regulator stopped issuing paperwork necessary to finalize hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue selling credits, leaving EV makers unsteady. It's the latest sign of how changes to automotive policy under the Trump administration are starting to hurt the electric vehicle industry. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.